I'm Kiana, and I leveled up my business with Shopify. Once I figured out that Shopify was a thing, I never turned back. I can create a site with my eyes closed. Shopify thinks ahead of us, you know, and it thinks about the customer more than anything. Every day I'm thinking about some other new business, but Shopify is doing it to me because it's so easy to use. It's like I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Brandon Weikert, a good sport and my dear friend of national interest, who is my colleague in discussing the unknowable, which is quantum computing. AI is easy. We can tell anecdotes all day long. We deal with it. But quantum computing is not hands-on because it's still being worked on as a theory and as a practice. But what can you do if you want to risk, if you want risk on, if you want to invest in what you can imagine as the future? First thing, take all that money you've put in crypto. No, I'll leave it alone. But I'll just say that there are four recommendations in a professional's magazine that I think have merit. Again, our old friend Microsoft. Are you surprised, Brandon?
No, I'm not. Obviously, because it's so large, it has a lot of capabilities. But Microsoft has been at the forefront of this Majorana quantum computing chip controversy, in which they've claimed they've created this new capability with quantum computing, and of course, the academic world is fighting them, saying
give the short Brandon Weikert version of what quantum does.
Well, basically, it operates on qubits, which is in traditional computing, it's zero or one. In quantum computing, it's a zero and or one. And where you have that happen is you can then have greater computational power that allows for the resolution of high-end complex problem sets at a very quick time. So it's giving you a lot of computer power beyond what we currently have with pre-existing or conventional computers.
And the limitations right now are the qubits are not stable, or they have not found a way to make them stable.
That's what this new chip is trying to do, is to make it basically accessible for mass consumption that Microsoft has created, or they say they've created. And that is why I think Microsoft is having this boom with the stock. I think their stock is doing very well right now, and it's related partly to the claims that Microsoft is standing by, that they've created this new quantum chip.
Alphabet also gets a nod because it is put money. Well, why? Because they have a lot of cash. That's why they generate a lot of cash.
Yeah, Alphabet's basically a bank masquerading as a tech firm at this point. I think it's important to note that Alphabet Google was the first in 2006 in the world to achieve what's known as quantum supremacy, which is a moving target. It switches between all these different groups and some of the Chinese firms, too. But ultimately, the very first to kind of put money into quantum in 2006 was Alphabet.
What is the promise of quantum? It can create things we don't know exist. Proteins, diseases, remedies, vaccines. We don't know where we can go with quantum.
And it can do it fast, and it can do it on a scale hitherto unimaginable with even our most complex supercomputers. In fact, there's a story out of Interesting Engineering in which University of Cork professors, in conjunction with Berkeley professors, or researchers rather, have created a new tool that helps discover materials that could revolutionize quantum computing chips. So the quest for Majorana, which is this chip that Microsoft's created. So we're seeing AI can already do this to a degree, but quantum now can take that to the next level and discover entire new materials that could be used for creating incredible new creations and things.
Now, to fall into the language of stock pickers, the smaller companies recommended in this article at The Motley Fool are pure plays. That's the way Wall Street talks about something. That is, you're not laying off risk by having many businesses the way Microsoft does. One is called IonQ.
Brandon? I've always called it Ionic.
Good. And D-Wave. Yeah. These are pure play for quantum computing. And remember, there's not been a success yet. There have been pieces that are moving towards success, but not a success yet. So there's a much more risk in
I would just correct. D-Wave actually has made several breakthroughs in there. I know one of the scientists there. So full disclosure, I know somebody there, so maybe that makes me biased. But I know that they have had several breakthroughs in the last 6 years. That is why they're on the map at all. And I would just say Ionic, which I am invested in Ionic. My wife and I are. I will say that Ionic has the Air Force Research Laboratory contract that makes them, for quantum, that makes them very, very lucrative or very promising in terms of investing.
But we're not looking at something that's going to generate cash next week or next year.
No.
Maybe not even next decade. We're talking about research.
Yes. And, yes. But, yeah.
And good but for
the
them.
The presence of those contracts is important.
And if any of them hit the gold mine, they're going to be acquired by the big guys. That's the way it works. Presuming right. there isn't Washington interest.
Well, again, the DOD is very interested, the Air Force is, in quantum. They just so everybody understands, you mentioned Bitcoin earlier. The thing with Bitcoin is it rests upon the cryptological capability to keep the blockchain information secure. Right now, it's a very secure thing.
Yes, analog computer can't break it. Right.
But quantum can.
Is the theory.
That's the theory. But the NSA, there's a reason that when I talk to the DC people, a lot of the guys from NSA show up to my talk on quantum because they're heavily, heavily interested in the cryptological aspect of it.
All right. We come to a summary. If you want to invest in the future, AI is the future. It's right here. In fact, the statement, the future's already here, just not evenly distributed. It's evenly distributed. You can go on your computer tonight and go to the wonderful world of AI. But if you want to invest in the future, AI and quantum is the way to do it. It's where our great-grandchildren will live. And the one stock, drum roll please, is Microsoft. What a surprise. Aren't we geniuses, Brandon?
Yeah, well, the bigger the better in this case, I guess, right?
Brandon Weichert, National Interest.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want, like all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today